All right, let's begin by rubbing our hands together in front of our heart, creating some spiritual heat, some psychic energy, some tapas, and making the palms of the hands nice and hot, bringing that spiritual healing energy into your palms. Put your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand, embracing your right hand over the right hand. Breathing in and receiving your own healing energy. This is a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Breathing in and out, and just give yourself a little healing. So good. And then opening your hands, pinkies together, forming a cup right in front of the heart chakra, miracle mudra. And being open to the universe, showering all of its abundance down into this cup of love, cup of abundance. And just being willing to receive it, see your cup overflowing with love and abundance. And tipping that cup into your chest, maybe you put your hands back, right hand over left on the chest, and really receive the love and abundance from the Supreme. And then dropping your hands to your lap, and bringing your first finger and thumb together in Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity. And we'll begin the meditation, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release all the excess energy in the body. And we're especially releasing any failed energy, any doubt, we call it atheist energy, but like not believing that you can create a miracle. Let's let all of that go. Put a little vacuum at the bottom of the grounding cord and just let it go. You are the master of your universe. Sounds pretty big. All right, female bodies, ground a line of energy from each of the ovaries down 1 foot below the body and down to the center of the earth. So that is that grounding cord is meeting up a foot below the body, forming a Y of light, and then straight down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release and begin to release all the excess energy in the ovaries. Male bodies, ground the testicles down to the center of the earth, set the testicles on release, and just let all that aggression and competition go. This is time to just come into right being, into just kind of that rightness of abundance, the match of the universal abundance. So we don't need to compete in this state. We need to just be willing to see the vision and receive. Grounding a line of energy from each of the adrenal glands through the first chakra, survival chakra, and down to the center of the earth. And set the adrenals on release. And releasing all the striving energy, that forced hard energy. Life is meant to be effortless. Now, you might have to take some actions, but you can take them in grace and ease. So let's let all of that striving energy, that stress out, frustrated energy go. Down through the adrenal gland, grounding cord to the center of the earth through the first chakra. And really, while we're clearing, let's clear that first chakra. So if there's any survival issues that are up for you right now, maybe housing or job, or there's some reason why you really want to do this meditation that's more than just to make things better. Let's let all that go too, all those stories about what it means. And just notice the rightness of the universe and the perfect order of things. Say hello to your first chakra. Beautiful cornucopia spinning, heading straight down to the center of the earth. It's 6 to 9 inches away from your body, narrow at the end, base of the spine, wider, about 6 inches around when you get down, around 6 to 9 inches underneath you. And it's spinning and it's clear. If there's dark energy, release the energy from the first chakra. So that first chakra is just humming like happiness. You might want to clean it up with some gold energy and then let it settle in. Maybe it's at green today. Let's release the nervous system. You have any anxiety or worry about this? Let's let it all go. So just plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenal glands. And then let's release the adrenals. Releasing the nervous system. Seeing the nervous system now lighting up with an electric blue. You're just feeling yourself at peace and harmony in the parasympathetic system, the system of healing and wellness, relaxation in the body. Going to the center of the head. And in the center of the head, let's take a look around in the center of the head. There you are in your golden temple of silence. Should be nice and tidy, but if it isn't, let's go ahead and clean that out. Open a trapdoor out the back. And let's let all those looping thoughts of things that aren't working, let's let all of those go out the trapdoor. If you need to set up a vacuum cleaner, spiritual fire hose, a rake, a leaf blower, whatever works for you. If you want a leaf blower in your head, go for it. Let's just get all of that out. Cobwebs, spider webs, endless papers, notices, all the evidence that you can't create your universe. Let's get rid of it all. And you're in this golden temple of silence, sitting on your throne. Make that a really royal, regal throne. Maybe it's made of solid gold. You're very abundant when you think about a solid gold throne. And you created that for yourself. Washing off the view screen with some spiritual Windex. Wiping it down. Maybe you have a roll of spiritual paper towels that you're just wiping it down so you can get a really nice, clean window there. This feels so good. Popping out the top of your head. Pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Now this is for you, really for you. So you don't want to be expanded 2 blocks away. You really want to pull that aura in. And again, just remember that the regular healthy setting of an aura is 36 inches away from your body with a sharp, pristine edge. So a lot of you tend to just get all kind of spread out through the universe, like your auras extend way the heck out. And I really, really encourage you to relook at that strategy. You're losing a lot of your own energy, plus you're picking up lots of other people's energy and information. And maybe you don't want everybody's information in your space, especially when you think about abundance. A very big part of the population struggles in their ideas of abundance, and they have lots of stories about it. So you want to really be holding your space. Keep yourself nice and tidy, and keep that aura nice and defined so you know where your ideas and your thoughts and your energy end and other people's begin. And the more you hold true to that, the more you recognize what is your energy and what's other people's energy. It's a wonderful journey to start realizing that some of those poverty thoughts don't have anything to do with you. They're just somebody's energy moving through your space. So let's go ahead and clean out the aura. Set a little golden Roomba, a little golden vacuum cleaner spinning around, doing its job, cleaning out the inside of your aura. And just starting at the top of your head and spiraling all the way down around your body. And it can go all the way down around till it gets under your feet. Cleaning up any dust bunnies or fuzz balls that you've picked up from walking through other people's auras and just by going through life. You're doing a great job. So proud of you. And it's a really, really fun meditation. You're going to love it. It's pretty exciting to be able to really manifest on this huge, huge level. All right, and then let's smooth out any dings or dents or holes in the aura. And again, just double check. Make sure that you're equal. Maybe there's 18 inches all the way around the body, including behind your back, including under your feet and behind your calves. Spectacular. Throw that golden Roomba down the grounding cord. Put a protection rose up at the front edge of your aura. Make it 2 feet wide and ground it to the center of the earth. Blow it up. Put a little stick of dynamite under it. Blow it up. Put a new one there. Ground it to the center of the earth. Okay, this is where it gets kind of fun. Let's blow up 10 roses. I'm going to give you a minute. And you just put a rose down, ground it to the center of the earth, and put a stick of dynamite under it. Blow it up. We're moving everybody else's control energy out of your space by doing this, so rose one, rose two, ground, blow it up. Rose three, ground, blow it up. Rose four, ground, blow it up. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Voila, and why don't you put a dozen roses at the top of your head? And put a stick of dynamite, maybe a nice cartoon bomb under it, and blow it up. We're really clearing out everybody else's control energy. Sky's the limits. We're joining the Think Big revolution. Oh, wahoo! Alrighty, opening your feet chakras to earth energy. Bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. Really clearing your ability to increase your soul understanding, to make wise steps forward. bolstering your ability to make good choices in business, good steps forward in business, good steps forward in your personal life and your love life. Finding that wonderful place that's in affinity with you and the universe, bringing a line of energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And bring that energy in, and especially this one, you really want a place that has you feeling completely and totally empowered and connected with the divine. So if that's a temple, fantastic. If that's an expansive beach, fantastic. If that's a mountaintop, fantastic. Just bring that line of energy in, that place where you just feel entirely expanded, connected with the universe, in your largest, most grateful self, your blissed out self, where you really feel like that bliss is an inside job. It's happening. Your cells are exploding with happiness. That place that you've been to a few times in your life, you know, emotionally, bring that energy into the back of your head, down your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands, through the fingers, and out the fingertips. We really want those arm channels and hand channels clear. That is really opening your ability to receive whatever the universe is bringing in for you. So we're opening that path. It's very, very exciting. You really want those channels flowing. The ability to grasp the details, to receive, to take in. And the arms themselves, the channels, are your creative channels. So you want those creative channels open. And really, it's so important also to clear the shoulder and neck. Those are burdens and responsibilities. Let's just whoosh them out. We don't need them. And look at life as opportunity rather than burden and responsibility. And really, if it gets so weighty that you feel burdened, you need to shift. It's time to make a change. And you are the master of your universe, so it's you who gets to make the change. Nobody else makes it for you. You make a new mindset and you change the pattern. Bringing more of that cosmic energy down your back, through the back channels, clearing out the back channels and everything that's in your past, all the evidence of wealth and abundance or lack thereof. We're talking about all kinds of abundance, love, friendships, creativity, self-expression, physical, athleticism, money, possessions. We're clearing it so that we're making it like a pristine open channel so that you get the highest and best the universe has to offer. So clear out all that back stuff, that backlash, that back noise. And go all the way down into your hips. And in this case, we're going to go all the way down, just for fun, all the way down through the legs. And we're going to clear out the legs this way. And the reason that we're doing that is that the hips and the thighs, especially for people who put weight on in the hips and thighs, has to do with holding on to negative things from the past. And so if there's any stories about, you know, failed abundance, we want to clear them out. So just let that cosmic energy flow all the way down through your hips, through your thighs, knees, calves, and down through the ankles and out the feet. Great. And now we're just going to start channeling that energy back up. So when it gets down to your tailbone, we're going to loop it through the belly and stop running it through the legs. We're going to loop it through the belly and coming up through the chest and especially through your heart, your will. So the belly button and that will center and then your heart center. The God of your heart, your ability to love yourself and all others and be grateful, your lungs, your feeling of having the right to take up space, and beyond that, the right to own your own space. We're clearing that. And up through your thymus gland, which is really that gland for your immune system, really having the right to have pristine health, vibrant health up through your neck, vibrant, abundant communication. And then up through your head, through your face, everything you're facing is wonderful, is exciting. Through your eyes, everywhere your eyes look, there you see the divinity and joy and abundance that God has so beautifully bestowed. Fountaining out the top of the head, clearing the brain. Woohoo! Oh, that feels so good. And just letting that flood the aura. The aura is just getting totally washed out. It's getting very crystally clear. And in this case, we're making it almost like a crystal ball. Everything that you think in these next moments, everything that you assert, is really being amplified, just like a crystal ball amplifies and clarifies. We become that amplification while we do our manifestation meditation. And now returning to the center of the head, to the control center. And let's turn on the view screen. And begin our mock-up session. And the reason we call it a mock-up session, it's things that we're actually generating and creating, and we're going to create it as if it's already happened. And how we start, I'm going to say a mock-up, and I'm going to give you examples of excellent ways to mock things up. You put a bubble in front of you, like a balloon tied to the center of the earth, or a beautiful bubble blow bubble, but a giant one. Something that contains everything that you're thinking and saying. And it's great for you as you're following along with me to say it out loud. But you can hold it in your mind too, but it's excellent to imagine your words going right into that bubble. Make sure that it's grounded to the center of the earth right now. So if it's a giant balloon, a helium balloon, tie it to the center of the earth so it's not going to float away while we're working on it. All right, I'm going to give you an example of a mock-up. I am in vibrant health. I enjoy excellent relationship with my body. I run 20 miles a week. I'm strong, healthy, vibrant, fit. I love life, and I love to be an athlete. It's so much fun to be in my body, to exercise. My muscles are strong. My body is toned. I feel wonderful when I exercise, and I feel so good all day long. Okay, and now it's your turn. And you can see how I spoke as if it were already happening in present time. And there's several things you can do with this. You can say, yes, I see that for myself, and I see even this. And you can do more. And you can, if there's a mock-up that doesn't suit you, that you don't want, you can just let it go. So you go ahead and take your turn. I'll be quiet and let you do a mock-up now. That's excellent. Really, really good. So you just want to remember that we're not going to do any descriptions of I don't want this, or not like that, or different than what I've been having. You want to leave all of that out, because the mind actually will believe the thing that you're describing and it won't believe the don't, so it'll think you want more of the don't want this. So leave that out of the conversation, just as a reminder, and speak as if it's already come about. Now I'm going to give you an example which is really powerful to manifest, which is holding in your mind an exact description of something that you're looking to manifest. I am working with young women between the ages of 28 and 42 who have an intention to forward their spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental growth and make great leaps in their life, taking huge spiritual steps. I'm working with people, women especially, young women who want the information I have to give and are very enthusiastic to receive it. They can easily afford the sessions that I provide for them. They love what I do, and they really, really grow from it. They take it and they make it their own. They personalize it. They embody it. They do the homework. They enjoy all aspects of the session times we do together. And they really, really grow, and as a result, are a joy and a blessing to their environment. So you see there, I've given a description of something really specific that I'm looking to manifest. And it's really important to be specific. And you can have multiple things like that. Like, that might be one of the groups that I want to work with. And so by saying that to the universe and putting it in your bubble, you're telling the universe, this is what I see for myself. This is my ideal. So you go ahead and try that. Great. I know sometimes it's a little bit hard to be specific, especially when you put on the spot. The fun thing to do with this is to do it every day for 21 days. You get really good at it, and you'll start inventing new things every day, and you'll get better at being specific. And the more that you're specific, the more that the universe can answer you in a specific way. So I'll do one for all you girls who are looking for Mr. Wonderful. I am with the love of my life. We are dancing across the hardwood floors of our great room. The fire is burning. The blankets and pillows are on the floor in front of the fireplace. We're laughing. We're giggling. The music is playing. Beautiful, romantic music. We're just really in sync with each other. He's gorgeous, handsome, attractive, fit, very muscular, athletic build, very intelligent, a very spiritual, good-hearted man, powerful, a leader in his own right, respectful. He cherishes me and I cherish him. I love his touch. I love the way that he speaks to me and touches in with me. He has his own life, I have my own life, and yet we come together in such wonderful ways. Our sensuality is exquisite, our connection deep and profound. We share the same intellectual pursuits in unique ways so that we're interesting to each other and we're a contribution to each other. He stimulates my creativity and I stimulate his. He adds to my strength and my power as I add to his. We are in bliss, relationship, companionship, bliss. And we have finally settled into being lifelong, beautiful, deep partners. Now you try. Wonderful. All right, let's go on to career. And you really should cover all the aspects of your life. So spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. Cover them all when you do these mock-up sessions. In a matter of a few sessions, you won't necessarily need this recording to guide you. You'll be able to manifest it on your own. I have the perfect career. I contribute to thousands of people by my presence. I'm loved and loving. I make a difference in the world with what I do and what I've chosen. I interact with lots of interesting people. I enjoy communicating both through technology and through human interaction. I live in my career in the spirit world as well as the mundane world. My most important interest is being really present. Really, I'm very, very present in my career. I enjoy being an author, lecturer, and my 5 books have been well received in the world. I speak in the most interesting places. As a matter of fact, I've just spoken to an audience of 10,000 people who were totally enraptured by my inspiration, by the divine flowing through me. I was able to really contribute on a huge level to many, many people. My CDs, my meditation CDs are going out into the world and expanding light, love, and spiritual understanding on a very deep level. I'm well rewarded for my work, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically, financially. I receive all the blessings from the universe. And my work is not work. It just becomes play. And I play in my field of work. It's a joy. I laugh often when I'm working. I love always when I'm working. Now you try. Don't worry about being perfect. Just say whatever's on your mind. That's enough. That's good enough. Beautiful. All right, my dears. You might want to turn this recording off now and carry on, and then be sure to come back and complete the process. What I suggest you do is spend 30 to 45 minutes doing your mock-up session for 21 days in a row. You're going to be overwhelmed by the abundance the universe showers on you, blesses you. And definitely look for some friends who are like-minded who you can share this experience with. It's a lot of fun. You sit in a line, match your crown chakra with the energy of abundance, which you might want to just use the color of emerald green. And just to have everybody have the top of their head be emerald green. And just basically do the same thing that we're doing right now. All right, and it's time to wrap up this abundance session. but I really encourage you once you're complete here to carry on. So bringing a golden sun into the top of your head, let's bring a golden sun and fill up your body. Clear out any spaces or places that have been cleared. And now we're going to address that bubble in front of you. So that bubble is full of all of your intentions for your most fabulous, abundant future. Show the Supreme Being this bubble. Supreme Being, male, female, universe, stars, nature, cells sparkling, whatever that is for you, Supreme Being, show that Supreme Being. Get a nod or an internal feeling. Ask the Supreme Being to bless this mock-up bubble and all of your intentions. Get that nod or that feeling of yes. Then cut that string that's holding that bubble to planet Earth and let it just fly off into the universe. And let it go. Knowing and trusting that this, all of these intentions will come back to you fulfilled in perfect timing. Know that in your heart of hearts to be true. You don't have to hold it tight to you. If you hold it tight to you, it can't truly manifest. You have to let it go so the universe can get to work on all the projects you've given it. Feel very happy, very blissful, very excited and enthusiastic. You've just changed your future. Bring another golden sun into the top of your head. This is a golden sun of validation. Say to yourself, I am capable, competent, clear, inspiring. I am dynamic and abundant. I'm healthy, fit, vibrant, lovable, and loving. I'm juicy, sexy, yummy, playful, intelligent, very smart, an excellent business person, a great driver, a great communicator. I have excellent, vibrant health. Just anything you can think of, put in that bubble, any validation you want to shower yourself with. And bring that bubble into the top of your head. And bring it down into your body and allow your body to really enjoy feeling so validated, knowing entirely this is the truth. You are entirely capable of manifesting all of the validation. Even if there's something that didn't quite ring true, just take it in and accept it. It is true. Of course it's true. And one more golden sun at the top of your head. And there you sit as a beautiful yogini or a handsome yogi, cross-legged at the top of your head. And bring yourself down into your body, filling up the cells of your body, filling out your fingers and toes, legs and arms, torso, neck, and head. There you are as a spirit in your body, wiggling your fingers and toes around. And let's go ahead again and rub our hands together, creating some psychic heat, some tapas. We're going to raise the energy of the body, the physical body. So feeling yourself with great enthusiasm coming back, putting your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right, again in a mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself that you love. I love myself. I trust myself. I will express my unique self. And breathe that in, the love, trust, and expression you're now giving to yourself. Feels so good. And coming back into the room, allowing your eyes to slowly open, gently open. And notice how everything looks so pristine and how aware you are of the abundant universe. How aware you are, how grateful you are of everything that's been provided for you so exquisitely, so beautifully. may be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing and abundant meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, joy, riches, beyond compare, peace, true peace. Tatastu, so be it.